The Life of Honorable William F. Cody by William F. Cody. Introductory. The life and adventures of Honorable William F. Cody, Buffalo Bill, as told by himself, make up a narrative which reads more like romance than reality, and which in many respects will prove a valuable contribution to the records of our Western frontier history. While no literary excellence is claimed for the narrative, it has the greater merit of being truthful, and is verified in such a manner that no one can doubt its veracity. The frequent reference to such military men as Generals Sheridan, Carr, Merritt, Crook, Terry, Colonel Royal, and other officers under whom Mr. Cody served as scout and guide at different times and in various sections of the frontier during the numerous Indian campaigns of the last 10 or 12 years affords ample proof of his genuineness as a thoroughbred scout. There is no humbug or braggadocio about Buffalo Bill. He is known far and wide, and his reputation has been earned honestly and by hard work. By a combination of circumstances, he was educated to the life of a plainsman from his youth up. And not the least interesting portion of his career is that of his early life, passed as it was in Kansas during the eventful and troublous times connected with the settlement of that state. Spending much time in the saddle, while a mere boy he crossed the plains many times in company with bull trains. On some of these trips he met with thrilling adventures and had several hairbreadth escapes from death at the hands of Indians. Then for a while he was dashing over the plains as a Pony Express rider. Soon afterwards, mounted on the high seat of an overland stagecoach, he was driving a six-in-hand team. We next hear of him cracking the bullwhacker's whip and commanding a wagon train through a wild and dangerous country to the far west. During the Civil War, he enlisted as a private and became a scout with the Union Army. Since the war, he has been employed as hunter, trapper, guide, scout, and actor. As a buffalo hunter, he has no superior. As a trailer of Indians, he has no equal. For many years, he has taken an active part in all the principal Indian campaigns on the western frontier. And as a scout and guide, he has rendered inestimable services to the various expeditions which he accompanied. During his life on the plains, he not only had many exciting adventures himself, but he became associated with many of the other noted plainsmen, and in his narrative he frequently refers to them and relates many interesting incidents and thrilling events connected with them. He has had a fertile field from which to produce this volume, and has frequently found it necessary to condense the facts in order to embody the most interesting events of his life. The following from a letter written by General E. A. Carr of the 5th Cavalry, now commanding Fort McPherson, speaks for itself. I first met Mr. Cody October 22, 1868, at Buffalo Station, on the Kansas Pacific Railroad in Kansas. He was scout and guide for the 7 companies of the 5th Cavalry, then under Colonel Royal, and of which I was ordered to take the command. From his services with my command, steadily in the field for 9 months, from October 1868 to July 1869, and at subsequent times, I am qualified to bear testimony to his qualities and character. He was very modest and unassuming. I did not know for a long time how good a title he had to the appellation Buffalo Bill. I am apt to discount the claims of scouts, as they will occasionally exaggerate, and when I found one who said nothing about himself, I did not think much of him, till I had proved him. He is a natural gentleman in his manners as well as in character, and has none of the roughness of the typical frontiersman. He can take his own part when required, but I have never heard of his using a knife or a pistol, or engaging in a quarrel where it could be avoided. His personal strength and activity are such that he can hardly meet a man whom he cannot handle, and his temper and disposition are so good that no one has reason to quarrel with him. His eyesight is better than a good field glass. He is the best trailer I ever heard of, and also the best judge of the lay of country. That is, he is able to tell what kind of country is ahead, so as to know how to act. He is a perfect judge of distance, and always ready to tell correctly how many miles it is to water, or to any place, or how many miles have been marched. Mr. Cody seemed never to tire.